This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. I'm here at the Intel Developers Forum. I'm here with Andy Keats, who is the Mobile Power Source Manager for Intel. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Andy, first question for you. Basically, tell me what you do at Intel.
My job is to prospect all the developments out there for better power sources that could be used in notebook PCs. So that could be fuel cells, it could be new kinds of batteries, pretty much anything that could get your notebook running longer.
Now, how important is alternate battery life technology for mobile devices, PCs, laptops, etc.?
Well, it's actually really important to Intel. We look at the notebook platform and we consider what we call four vectors, one being performance, another being form factor, the third being wireless, and the fourth being battery life. So we think it's one of the four corners of having a really good notebook.
Right. What are some of the challenges that technology currently faces when it comes to alternative battery life?
Well, the challenge that you've got is you've not only got to have good capacity in a battery, you've got to have good cycle life, meaning you can recharge it a lot of times. It's got to be safe. It's got to be at the right price. So getting all of those things to work together is a really difficult challenge for developers.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you see that today being something that could be improved upon? Or?
You know, it can certainly be improved upon. If you look at the last decade, we've been with the same chemistry mix for lithium-ion batteries. It really hasn't changed because that has been the best thing available. So challenging that, a chemistry that's been there for more than a decade, which has really matured, been refined, challenging that and finding something better is difficult. Now, people are working on it, and I hope very much that they'll be successful, but it is pretty difficult to challenge that.
And you mentioned people are working on it. What exactly are some of those? Give me some examples of how people are trying to improve that.
Well, there are different kinds of lithium-ion chemistries that are being developed. Most of those are improvements upon what's available today. So that's one direction that developers are working on. Another direction is completely different chemistries. So, for example, one of the companies we work with is working on a rechargeable zinc alkaline battery. And the challenge with that over the years has been being able to recharge it a number of times so that you can really treat it as a rechargeable battery.
Right.
So there we have, you know, a very different battery technology, and the challenge has been making it rechargeable.
Now, any products here at IDF that, you know, we could sample out in regards to alternative battery sources?
Well, certainly you can go down to the technology showcase and you can see a few companies who have the prospect of having an alternate source. Zinc Matrix Power, for example, do have that silver zinc battery. I believe Ultracell are down there showing a fuel cell solution, which I think will certainly be good for users who do not have access to recharge their batteries for extended periods of time. So there are a couple down there that are certainly worth checking out.
Now, just out of curiosity, out of these alternative battery sources that are out there today, what's the longest charge that these batteries could give out today?
It's a question of how large and how heavy you will allow them to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can certainly go out and you can buy external battery packs, which are as big as the notebook itself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you charge those up, they could keep you running 24 hours.
Wow.
But they're big, they're heavy. It's a question of how much you are allowed to carry with you or how much are you willing to carry with you?
Where do you see alternative battery power sources heading, like, towards the near future, say in the next 3, 4, 5 years? Do you see it, where do you see that headed?
You know, the thing that we can look at with some confidence is the fact that lithium-ion batteries have improved with about 7% extra capacity every year. That trend looks set to continue. The alternative chemistries really haven't proven themselves. So we're hoping they will, but if we had to bet on a particular horse, lithium-ion improvement looks like a good bet. And the others, you know, we'll see if they can establish themselves. Hopefully they will.
Andy Keats, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for the podcast.
You're welcome.